Good morning. Thank you so much for being a part of this morning or this afternoon or this evening or whenever it is that you're in listening to this talk and taking part in this service. As we come to the end of our sermon series on Daniel, which I hope you've enjoyed, I certainly have. I want to do something a little bit different today. I was actually in a prayer room this week, and I was struck by our need to stop and reflect and to pray. And as we come out of lockdown into some kind of new normal, whatever it looks like, I think it's very appropriate at this time to allow God to speak to us. So instead of me just talking for the next 12, 15, or 20 minutes, I've got three thoughts from the book of Daniel, looking over all the chapters we've seen so far. And after each thought, I'm going to lead us in a kind of meditation or reflection on three different elements. I hope it's helpful to you as we do this together. And the first is to give us a chance to process loss. Right at the beginning of the series, we looked at Daniel 1 and we read the story about how Jerusalem is now in ruins. The temple has been ransacked and those that haven't been killed are led away as slaves to a strange land. Daniel knows what it is like to suffer, to have lost loved ones. And actually, for many of us, we can relate to that. We may well have lost loved ones. We may be mourning for a loss of a way of life that we had previously. We might be mourning for the feeling of being cut off, like Daniel was, that we might echo Daniel's cry of the exile. This is our cry, and we need to acknowledge the loss we've experienced, and we need to allow God to bring healing into that. We need to process our loss. So I'm going to give a bit of space now where you might want to bring to mind some of the things that you feel you have lost over the last few months. I'm going to read some passages and then I'm going to pray. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Psalm 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." God, we give you our loss, our pain, our frustration, our anger, and disappointment. We come before you hurting and damaged. God, please give us your peace. For some of us, I hope that was profound or powerful or helpful as we reflect and acknowledge the loss that we may well have experienced over the last few months. But not only the loss, that Daniel teaches us something about continually coming to God to pray. So if we read through some of the stories, it's clear that Daniel is consistently praying. It says he prays three times a day, as is his custom. And he's consistently praying, he's consistently engaging with what God's saying to him. Because despite the difficulties and the loss and the pain that he has undoubtedly experienced, he still finds plenty to be thankful for. Daniel is being, as I've said, led away from his homeland. He's been cut off from what he knew. He's finding himself as a stranger in this strange land with all of this pain and loss. But in that, he's able to excel academically. If we read in Daniel 1, suddenly he's learning all of this whole bunch of new good stuff that he wouldn't have learned otherwise. And maybe you feel like that. Maybe the last few months you've had a chance to just engage with a whole load of new ideas or you've been able to learn a whole bunch of new stuff and actually you've got loads to be thankful for. Daniel was able to connect with a completely different group of people that he didn't even know existed previously, and maybe you feel like that. Maybe that despite the difficulties you've found actually there's been a lot of silver linings. there's been a lot of positives. There's been a lot of things that you've been able to do that you wouldn't have done otherwise. Daniel teaches us that in spite of the difficulties, there's always good we can be thankful for. There's always things that God is up to, even when it seems like there's a lot of confusion and darkness. God is always up to good stuff. And we can be thankful for that. We can come to God three times a day as Daniel does. We can give him thanks. We can give him praise for all of the silver linings, all of the opportunities, all of the good stuff, all of the provision God has made for us in the last few months. In Daniel 2, Daniel says, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we ask of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king." Even in the face of all the suffering and being a stranger in a strange situation, even in the face of death itself, Daniel has found reasons to be thankful. He has known the light in the darkness. So what are you thankful for? What do you return to God about every day and give thanks and praise for? His provision, the light in the darkness, the stuff you've been able to do that you wouldn't have done otherwise. Let's take a moment to bring to God things that we are thankful for. Then I'll read some passages and then I'll pray. We're told that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Psalm 105 says, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice." Psalm 138 opens with, "I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I sing praise to you before the gods. I face your holy temple, bow down and praise your name. Because of your constant love and faithfulness, because you have shown that your name and your commands are supreme." God, we give you our thanks. The silver linings we have experienced, the comfort we have known despite the difficulties. We thank you for the little joys and successes and good things we've known in these last few months. We give you our thanks. We need to spend time to do that. We need to spend time to process loss and acknowledge that things have been very difficult for a number of people. We also need to give thanks and praise to God for some of the amazing stuff that has been happening, some of the opportunities we've had. And Daniel teaches us to do both of those things. Daniel, remember, has entered in to a hostile country as a slave, as a nobody, powerless, probably afraid. But by the end of Daniel 6 that we looked at a few weeks ago, he is one of the most powerful people in the empire. Why? Because Daniel seeks to establish a better future. He's the one calling king after king back to God. He's the one trying to make the culture and society less violent and more just. He has brought the kingdom closer. When we read the book of Daniel, one of the reasons I find it so inspiring is because here's a man who is consistently calling the culture to be better, to improve, to be closer to the kingdom of God than it currently is. This is a man who has vision for the future and has got the tact and the courage to try and bring that into happening. That's what Daniel does. He's endlessly trying to establish a better future, not just for him, not just for his people or his family, but for everyone. And there is a sense, I feel, that we're asking, what can we create out of the rubble? What are we able to do now that we weren't able to do previously? Have we got opportunities now that haven't been available to us previously to build something better, to make the future look better than the past? There's been lots of talk this week about the new green economy and money being spent on environmentally friendly practices and investment. And you think, maybe we can build a healthier world off the back of this. Will the BLM protests make our society more equal and just? Will our emphasis on working from home and flexible hours and all that, will it make work less stressful for people? Will it give time for families to grow together? I was talking to someone just yesterday who's spent most of their working life like travelling backwards and forwards to London on a train for a couple of hours a day. And now he can see an opportunity to almost get his family back in a way. And he's been so grateful over the last few months of an opportunity to do that. And he can imagine a better future where families aren't so stretched all the time. Daniel is the voice that calls the culture forward. And we have a chance now to do the same thing, to reimagine what church looks like, what our society looks like, what our culture looks like. We have an opportunity to build something better. Because Daniel starts off a slave, but by the end of chapter 6, he's running the show because he's got wisdom from God and he's got the tact and courage in order to bring it about. What do you want to see? What do you want to see in your life? What do you want to see in your family? What do you want to see in your business, in your workplace? What do you want to see in your village, in your town, in your street? What do you want to see in the country? What do you want to see in the world? Let's bring those hopes and dreams to God. Second Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Isaiah 43:18, such a famous passage, but always powerful to read. Forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Don't you perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God, we give you our hopes, our ideas, convictions and dreams. We come before you nervous yet excited about the possibilities that lie before us. God, please give us your vision. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.